Alright folks, welcome back to another jam-packed episode of The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us. We're diving deep into the world of our inner child, those playful, innocent spirits who reside within each one of us. Ever feel like a part of you still clings to old fears or insecurities from your childhood? You know that feeling when you get caught in a thought spiral and suddenly you're back in elementary school, worried about making friends or getting picked last for dodgeball. Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the kicker. Those experiences, those feelings, they don't have to define us. We can learn to embrace our inner child, not as a helpless victim of the past, but as a powerful source of creativity, joy, and resilience. It's about letting go of those outdated fears and insecurities and rediscovering the wonder and playfulness that once defined us. So, buckle up, because today we're unpacking 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey of self-discovery and emotional freedom. First things first, recognize those lingering childhood wounds. You can't heal what you don't acknowledge, right? Take some time to reflect on your experiences. Were there any moments that left you feeling particularly insecure or anxious? Journaling about it can be super helpful. It's like having a conversation with your younger self, offering compassion and understanding. Next up, challenge those negative thought patterns. You know the drill, I'm not good enough, I'll never measure up, that kind of stuff. These are often echoes from our past experiences. Start by noticing them, then challenge their validity. Are those thoughts truly serving you? Most likely, they're just old tapes playing on repeat. Speaking of tapes, it's time to create a new soundtrack. Surround yourself with positive influences, books, music, podcasts, anything that uplifts and inspires you. This helps shift your mindset from negativity to positivity. Think about it like this. Your mind is like a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds and expect flowers to grow, right? Same goes for your thoughts. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It took time to develop those insecurities, so healing takes time too. Don't beat yourself up for past mistakes or shortcomings. Remember, you're human. We all make them. Instead, focus on growth and progress, even small steps forward are victories worth celebrating. Finally, don't forget to have fun. Life is way too short to be serious all the time. Rekindle your passions, try something new, laugh off and embrace those activities that bring you joy and remind you of your inner child's playful spirit. You deserve it. Think about a time when you felt completely carefree and uninhibited. Maybe you were swinging on swings at the playground, building sandcastles at the beach, or lost in a book with your imagination running wild. Remember that feeling? That unbridled joy? That sense of possibility? That's the power of our inner child that reminds us to live with passion, curiosity, and a touch of whimsy. Now imagine if you could tap into that energy more often, not just in fleeting moments, but throughout your daily life. Imagine showing up at work with a renewed sense of enthusiasm, approaching challenges with a playful spirit, and letting go of those self-imposed limitations. That's the magic of embracing your inner child that unlocks a wellspring of creativity, resilience, and joy. So here's the deal, folks. Take a moment right now to reflect on these takeaways. Which one resonates with you the most? What small step can you take today to nurture your inner child? Maybe it's setting aside time for creative activity, laughing out loud at a silly joke, or simply allowing yourself to feel the pure joy of being alive. Remember, embracing our inner child isn't about staying perpetually young, it's about rediscovering those qualities that make life truly fulfilling. Playfulness, creativity, resilience, and a sense of wonder. It's about creating a life filled with authenticity, joy, and a whole lot of laughter. Until next time, keep striving for balance, stay curious, and never forget the power of your inner child. Keep those smiles bright and those hearts open, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.